France's largest telecommunications company has struggled to rehabilitate its image, which has been difficult because over the past 3 years, more than 50 employees of France Télécom Orange have committed suicide. Now the company's image has suffered another setback. Last week, an employee who has identified himself only as Remy L. set himself on fire in the parking lot of France Télécom Orange's offices. And since his suicide, the French news organization Mediapart has published a letter Remy L. wrote to management 2 years ago outlining problems within the company. Mathieu Magnodex is a journalist who has been covering this story for Mediapart. We reached him in Paris.
Mathieu, what was in this letter left behind by Remy L.?
It was in September 2009, and in this letter, this man describes his own situation that is very difficult at that time. In fact, at the time, Remy was in a very difficult position. For a few years, he had no clear job in the company. And he speaks about harassment. He speaks about the management that failed. And he says suicide is the solution. And he speaks for himself, but he also speaks for other people of the company. He says, here and there in the company, there are some problems. You have to do something. The problem is that the company didn't do anything.
So there's been 50 suicides in what, how many years is that since?
In 3 years. Many people can say it's normal. It's true that it's not so many suicides, but there is something very specific in France Telecom Orange. In fact, this company, this was a public company that went private, and now it's a company that the state still owns 27% in the company, but it's really a private company. And there are many public employees working here for 30 or 40 years sometimes. Since 10 years, the company has begun to cut jobs to increase the margins because this is a very competitive world, of course, in this business. And in 2006, the CEO and his staff decided to launch a so-called crash program aimed at firing 20,000 people within 2 years. And at that moment, at that precise moment, the elder employees were targeted, really targeted, and the managers were told to focus on them, on these people. They had to tell them to leave or to find another position in other public companies. And many people at that time were harassed. Many were left without solution, and that was precisely the case of Remy, who set himself on fire.
Can you tell us just a few of the other suicides that seem to be related to the workplace?
There are many. I mean, for instance, you have seen that Remy L. wrote a letter just because a week before, there was a very young woman. She was just 32 years old, and she killed herself too. And she jumped from the window of her office in Paris. She's not an elder employee, but in her case, she was unable to bear the working situation and the conditions of work. And precisely at that moment, Remy decided to write something, to write to his management that this case was not isolated, that it was really a systemical problem in the company. And that was this message that he made, where he wrote, suicide is the solution, and that was he made 1 year and a half later.
Now, Remy L. was 57 years old. He's a father with four children, worked for the company for 30 years. Despite all these other horrible deaths in the company, what is it about Remy L.'s suicide that has really affected people?
Yeah, really. I can say that in the company, this is a disaster, but it's also a disaster in France. You know, many people say that, how is it possible that you can set yourself on fire just because of the job? But I think many people sometimes say, oh, okay, it's France, it's always like that. Those employees, they were public employees, and they are unable to adapt the new world, the competitive world. I think it's nothing to do with that, and it's very important to say that. It's just that in that company, the elder employees were really targeted by a management that was unable to manage the change.
Now, to get rid of 20,000 people from a workforce of 100,000 over a period of a few years.
2 years, yeah.
2 years, that would be brutal any place. But is it in particular the way France Telecom Orange did these cuts? Were they trying to force to make these older employees leave?
The management, they were told to say to that people, no, okay, now there is a problem with you. You have a problem, now you have to leave, or you have to find another position in the company, but we won't help you. Or you have to find another position in the public company, in a public office, but we won't help you so much. In fact, many of these people, they just felt lost. Today, many things have changed in the company. There is a new management, there is a new leader, a new CEO. He is very conscious of the problem, but today still there are still people in danger in the company.
And France Telecom Orange has said previously that it's not statistically significant, the number of suicides in their company, because it compares with the general population. How has management reacted to Rémi El's suicide?
I would say this is an old-fashioned way of seeing things. That means in the former direction always said, okay, we don't have more suicides than the rest of the population. But today the management is compelled to acknowledge that there are some very specific difficulties in that company. In France, for instance, at the moment you have other public companies that went private, we don't experience the same problem. So there is really something very specific in that company that is due to management. And you have to know that today in France, there are some, the justice is making a case about France Telecom. And I think in the next month, we'll have certainly a trial concerning the management of France Telecom, the former management of France Telecom.
Mathieu, it's a very disturbing story, and I appreciate you speaking with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mathieu Magnodex is a journalist with the French news organization Mediapart. We reached him in Paris.